If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Chop at it. Now stepping in, Berzola, a shot. That one knocked down. Still loose. Turning. Polino pinballs in, and it's a power play goal. Matt Berry there in front, as was Berzan.
A special festive edition of Clan Chat. Aaron Murphy alongside Matt Berry. And Matt, it's lovely to have you as part of the Purple Army now. And certainly your debut was interesting, albeit a short one, just the one period. We won't dwell too much on that, but you did get to come out to the roar of the Purple Army. Do you have any first impressions of Brayhead Arena and the fans that were there for that debut?
Yeah, I mean, I had a good first impression of the rink. The fans were great. It was loud in there. They were making noise. So I think so far, Brayhead looks like we have a good environment. So it's fun to play there. Exciting first game and first period. So it's too bad we didn't get to finish it there. But I look forward to playing this weekend at home.
Yeah, and a big derby game at home Saturday evening, certainly a Scottish derby. You know plenty of the guys in the room there, and there were plenty of guys excited when the news started to circulate that Corey Nielsen, the head coach, was trying to recruit you to come on board. Talk about who you know in the room and how that was walking in for the first time with some familiar faces.
Yeah, so I mean, that always helps coming into a new team, knowing a couple guys, so it makes it easier. I mean, I've played with Herdy twice now, so I played with him in Toledo and Florida. We're pretty close, so I mean, he was talking to me a little bit before I got here. I mean, seeing him is always a good time. He's got a lot of energy, and he's a fun person to be around, so I like that. I played with Sid in San Diego, Sidorov, so our captain. I know him pretty well, too, so it's just good to see him. I played with that Martinet, too, Marty now, for this is going to be the second time. So him, I played a couple games with Simone. So, yeah, I got a feel for a lot of the guys. And then Yuli, I mean, Yules I played with for 40 games in Utah. So, you know, I got a good feel for the guys in the room now, and it makes it easier definitely transitioning and just gives you a little, you know, not as nervous, you know, more of a smile when you walk in, like, hey, everybody, like, we already know each other.
So head coach Corey Nielsen reaches out and you're talking to your agent and you had a really good season in Slovakia last year. I mean, you've got over 80 games of experience in the American Hockey League, over a point a game in your time in the coast, and you are certainly a standout at Michigan State University in your NCAA days. Does it make it easier knowing that the likes of Sid and Herdy are in that room, or was the EIHL in Glasgow a possibility regardless of who was on the roster? Like, was the league on your radar?
Yeah, I mean, it was. I was talking actually to a couple teams, so then I feel like just having them, the familiarity and knowing some of the guys definitely helped, you know, get me over to here. But yeah, no, this league's kind of always been on my radar, always somewhere I wanted to come over and play and experience and see what it was like. So I'm excited to be here and just kind of look forward to the rest of the season we have.
And as a young Michigan guy, talk about your time at Michigan State University, one of the biggest programs in NCAA hockey. Was that sort of a dream to play in your own backyard as a young man?
Yeah, growing up, that's kind of where I always wanted to go. So then once the opportunity presented itself, I mean, it wasn't much of a hesitation for me. I went straight there and wanted to be there. So, yeah, I had a lot of fun. I mean, it was close to family, so they could all see me play, friends. So, yeah, I mean, it was a great experience. And now, I mean, Michigan State's good right now, so they're back on top. It makes us, you know, proud to be Spartans, and we like what we're seeing with that program right now.
I mean, you've mentioned they're playing in cool places like San Diego in the American Hockey League, Grand Rapids, Norfolk, and you mentioned Utah on the coast and Florida, Toledo, Kalamazoo, Cincinnati. There's been some cool stops along the way. And certainly you've got some experience in Europe from your time in Slovakia last year. But you talk about Brayhead Arena. What's your first impressions of Glasgow? Because it's a pretty cool city if it's your first time in Scotland.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a real cool city. I mean, we're in a good location here, pretty close to downtown. So, I mean, everything's walking. There's a lot of restaurants, pubs, and, I mean, things to do down there. And with Christmas time, I guess, and all the lights and that Winterfest, I mean, it's really busy down there too. So it's a good environment. It's fast paced. I mean, it seems like a great city to be in so far. So yeah, I mean, I like it a lot right now, and
And
hopefully.
certainly, yeah, and with those familiar faces, so I'm sure there's plenty of guys to go and have lunch with and tell you where their favorite coffee shop or where their favorite place to watch the football is. When you walk around the city, you think back to your younger days and you're in places like Toledo and Utah, and now you're in Scotland with guys that you've played with in California. I mean, the hockey world is wonderful sometimes, isn't it? It's just such a small circle sometimes.
Yeah, small circles, and then the longer you play, it kind of cycles back around. And now a lot of the guys over here have played with my former teammates and have played with other guys that we know, so kind of all have that in common where we've played with each other and know a lot of the same people. So it makes conversation easier and, just makes the time a little better.
Was it a culture shock? Like, because we've talked to a couple of your teammates, and even last year on these clan chats, you talk about guys who go over to Slovakia. Not as many imports. Certainly, sometimes the language can be a bit of a hang up, but certainly not for you. You had a great season, statistically speaking, 15 goals, 20 assists over there. Did you enjoy your first European experience?
Yeah, no, it was a good experience. I mean, it's obviously different. And like you said, the language barrier over there is a little different than here. So I think adjusting to here is a little bit easier. But yeah, I think it was a good experience. And you're always just looking for, play hockey in a new place and have fun with it. And yeah, just look to win games and have a good time. I guess that's kind of what we're looking to do here.
And wherever you've gone, NCAA, and you talk about the coast and the AHL, and certainly last year, you've been a proven offensive player and a really good sort of point producer. For anyone that hasn't been to that game where you made your debut, or anyone that hasn't looked you up online, tell the Purple Army and the EIHL fans in general what kind of player Matt Barry is.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of all around, I guess. I guess I lean more offensively, but yeah, I like to score goals, make plays, and yeah, help the team. Yeah, I guess score and put points on the board. That's kind of what I've been. Like I'm maybe a little bit more pass first, but I mean, if the shot's there, I take it and try to score too. So I think I just do both and try to do what I can to help the team win. That's kind of what I look to do. Just go out there and work hard, help the team any way I can.
Zola backhanded it off for Hawkins. Down low, Hensick as Toledo setting it up. It's Barry. Scores!
You talk the energy of Mitch Hurd. He's quickly become a fan favorite here. What did Hurdy say when you finally signed and put pen to paper? Was he over the moon to have you as part of his roster, part of his team?
Oh yeah, he was, I mean, pretty excited. And then I think we got a little hung up waiting for the visa and stuff like that. So then he was like, "Are you actually coming? Are you still coming?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm signed, just waiting to get over here." But yeah, we were both excited to kind of be reunited again. We've had a couple of good seasons together both times we played together. So yeah, we're hoping we can get that chemistry going again and yeah, I guess get going here.
And Sidorov has been a magnificent leader thus far this season. He's been instrumental in the current five-game winning streak, and certainly just a pro's pro. What kind of captain is Devan Sidorov? And did you know that certainly when you played with him as a younger guy, this is captain material?
Yeah, I mean, Sid always he takes care of himself like a good pro. He does the right things. He leads by example. I think if he needs to speak up and say something, he does. So yeah, I think he's a good leader. I maybe didn't see that as much, I guess, when I was younger, because I mean, we were both kind of in the same boat in San Diego, I guess, a little bit younger and not exactly the same kind of role, I guess, we would have here. But yeah, no, Sid's been great so far with me and just with the guys too. It seems like they all, like him, respect him as the captain. And he does the right things, so it's really all you need.
You mentioned there the visa process. What's it like? Because that's kind of, I think, for anyone who's watching this, whether it's a Clan fan or an EIHL fan or just a general hockey fan, that's probably one of the toughest parts about the business because you've signed, you want to come here, but you kind of have to wait for the work visa. And sometimes it can take 2 days, sometimes it can take 2 weeks. So was that something that you were kind of anxious to get over with? Because again, any fans watching this, it's part of the business that can sometimes make things a little bit tense.
Yeah, no, definitely. You have to, I mean, do some of that paperwork, send it in and get it back and just wait for your answer. And then once they have that, we can start looking at flights and when we can get over here. So it was just, yeah, a little slower process since I didn't have the visa over here at the start of the year. So just waiting at home, trying to train and stay ready so I could be ready when I got over here.
Well, we're delighted to have you, albeit for the one period so far. But as you said, we've got a big weekend coming up. We were talking a little bit off camera about Christmas, and you forget too, because I'm not from Europe either. And you do miss sometimes. You miss a lot when you're involved in hockey or when you're still a player. You're away for a lot of holidays and stuff. You were home for American Thanksgiving, which I'm sure was a lot of fun. But is there anything about Christmas you'll miss? I'm sure there's a lot of similarities to Scotland and Michigan as far as the Christmas holidays.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of similar being, I guess, here back home. I guess here, I feel like they celebrate maybe a little more intensely with all the lights and all the stuff they got going on downtown. But we do some of that back home. I think just for the holidays, you miss family. I feel like that's the big thing. Obviously, you miss being away. You can't see them, so you have to call or FaceTime, do something like that. My dad's got a couple grandkids now, or I guess they're step-grandkids. So it's always nice seeing how excited they get around the holidays, you know, kind of like the joy we used to have for some of that stuff. So I just think, I'll miss some of the family time that you get. But, you know, I'm over here working, so you just have to take it in stride and make the best of what you can.
Were you a typical hockey kid? Like, what was the big wish from Santa? Was it a new pair of Bowers? Was it a new hockey stick? Or do you remember, like, your favorite hockey gift ever?
Yeah, I got the two-piece Z-Bubble. It was green, and it was a composite stick. I mean, back then, I had some wood ones, I think, before that. It might have been the first real good composite stick I had. But, yeah, the Easton Z-Bubble, it was green blade. Oh, yeah, I'll never forget getting that one, honestly. But for me, it was, it's usually sticks or skates, I guess, was what I was always asking for when I was younger, trying to see if I could get the top of the line for that kind of stuff, since, I don't know, I guess I didn't always get it for gear and equipment.
Yeah, those Easton, those first few Eastons, and there was the yellow one as well. Those were like, I think, on every kid's Christmas list, and every parent was going, oh my goodness. But yeah, no, wonderful. And Santa, if you were good, I guess you got that green E-bubble. Oh, yeah. But did you play a lot of pond hockey growing up, actually?
I wouldn't say a lot, no. I mean, in Michigan, the weather and the winters can be so kind of up and down, where, you know, one day it's cold enough where the pond would be frozen, other days it's like not. So I wouldn't say I was close enough to, like, the, I guess, the lakes back then at the time where people would play on. So no, I feel like most of my hockey was indoors on the ice, or I guess outdoors in the summer kind of thing.
Yeah, but I remember, maybe it's because, you know, the world has changed and the weather's different. There's nothing better than being outside on an outdoor rink or whizzing around on the pond around the Christmas holidays. So fond memories there. But you're making new memories now, and certainly with a big Scottish derby. Has Hurd, Sidorov, Desprez, have they kind of given you a breakdown of some of the rivalries and some of the different buildings and some of the travel you're about to start to learn about?
No, I honestly haven't heard about all of it. You know, I figure this team are playing this weekend from Scotland as well, so they're probably one of our bigger rivals. And then, no, I honestly know that this Belfast trip sometime soon, we might take a ferry over, I was told. So I heard a little bit about that, but no, I guess I'll just have to kind of see as it happens.
Well, I hope you don't get seasick, because some of the ferry crossings can be interesting, especially in December and January. That game December 28th, I think, is sold out in Belfast as well, so that'll be a loud crowd. That's becoming a good rivalry as well with the Belfast Giants. Your first impressions of the league, albeit a shortened one, one period, but you had a little bit of time there starting out. Impressions of that first foray onto EIHL ice against Guildford?
Yeah, it seems like a good league. I mean, it was fast-paced. Seems like guys were playing hard out there, making the right plays. I mean, some scoring chances both ways. So, yeah, I thought it was a good fast-paced game. And I don't know, it seemed like the crowd liked it. So, yeah, I just look forward to, I guess, getting a full game under my belt, all three periods, so I can kind of see what it's like. But, yeah, I feel like we had a pretty good first period, and that was kind of it. Just got cut off there.
Yeah, big McKay with a goal. That's been coming. He's got a lot of skill for a big defenseman. We actually have a lot of defensemen, and you mentioned Desprez, guys that don't mind joining the rush like that, which also makes your job a little bit easier if you know the defenseman can move the puck quickly up. Certainly, your offensive prowess and your experience was high on Corey Nielsen's list. What were the chats like with Corey, and what did he kind of say to you? This is what I'm going to expect when you get over here and get up to speed with systems and sort of line mates and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think Corey's good about that. Obviously, you said he was interested in bringing me over here, and I think he just he's just kind of looking to see where the right fit is right now with the right people. And he hasn't put, you know, too much pressure on it with me or anything. Just kind of go out there and play, and, you know, kind of let it happen. So he's been really good. And just, yeah, we have to see where I fit in, where I'm going to play, who I'm going to exactly play with, and yeah, how all that's going to work. But really just looking forward to, yeah, playing some more hockey games here soon.
The net is Barry, gives way to Hensick. Hensick up in the line, over to Gazzola. Gazzola, wrist shot, score! Matt Barry tipped it in front. Toledo with a 1-0 lead.
Well, the skill is there. The offensive numbers certainly have followed you wherever you go, and that's because of hard work. And we were speaking a little bit off camera there as well. You're one of the last guys off ice most days on practice. Who's out there with you, and what are you working on after the official practice is over and you're kind of putting in the extra work?
Oh, yeah, we've had, like I said, Reese is out there. RK's been out there with me. Marty stays out usually pretty late. McKay, I mean, we just try to work on little parts of the game that maybe you can't do with everyone on the ice, or stuff that we didn't touch on in practice. Sometimes it's just staying out there working on getting more shots at the net. I mean, just little things that, you know, the more reps you have, obviously, the better it's going to be for you during the season or in the game. So just trying to get a little extra stuff out there when we can.
We spoke with one of the other new players, Chris Martinet, last week on Clan Chat, and he said the room is really good. There's good leadership there. There's good vibes. The music, there's a couple of arguments about music, but talk about the room and the camaraderie. It really does. And look, every team says that, but you walk into that room, you've got some familiar faces. You don't know Reese Kelly. You don't know Robert Lakovich. What were like some of the new guys like? Very welcoming, and certainly I would imagine a lot of jokes.
Yeah, no, everybody's been great so far. So, you know, everyone's real welcoming in the room. Like you said, we have a great, great group in there. So everyone seems happy. They like showing up to the rink, which is a big part of it. You don't want guys coming in, you know, moping around, stuff like that. So I think we got a good group. Everyone's excited to play, be there. We got good energy. So, yeah, I just think we got a fun team and we just have to put in the work too, and we'll have good results. I mean, most of the time with what we got, I think.
Who's in charge of the music? Because last year, I think Robert Lakovich had a big hand in that, and some of the younger guys. Who's in charge of the music in the room right now?
Right now, I think Herdy's in charge, or was until he's been gone the last day or two. But I think he was in charge of running the music, and a lot of guys have, I don't know, I guess it goes back and forth with him. He's a Toronto guy, so love some Drake and some of that kind of stuff, and other guys that, I don't know. I haven't, I guess, been there long enough to know, but yeah, we heard some chirps last week about the Drake that was playing. I know that.
Are you a country guy? Because Martin had told us last week he likes a bit of country, likes a little bit of everything, actually. Are you predominantly a rock guy, country guy?
I kind of listen to it all. I mean, I listen to a lot of country in the summer. I listen to some classic rock, and I listen to some rap, too, and like that hip-hop stuff. So, I mean, I don't mind what Herdy was playing, really, but that's why I just find it kind of funny. Some guys don't like it. I think usually the music guy switches up, you know, week to week. So I don't know how it is here. Well, I guess we'll see kind of what happens.
And I guess as a new guy, you're not going to come in and say, this is terrible. You kind of want to find your feet with the room before you start making music suggestions.
Yeah, you don't want to come in too hot or anything. So you just kind of do your work at practice, kind of keep your mouth shut early on. And then I guess as you get more familiar with people, you can start, you know, taking shots at guys or doing stuff more like that. But now, early on, I feel like you just want to, you know, be a good role model, do your work the hardest you can, and yeah, kind of just let the rest take care of itself.
Just listen to the Drake and tolerate it, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, if you don't like the music, yeah, maybe it'll be better the next day, you know. You just got to keep it going. Try to focus on what you're there to do.
What do you like to do away from the rink, Matt? Are you, like, we talk about music, are you a concert guy? Do you play other sports away from the rink?
I mean, I try to be active. So, I mean, playing other sports, doing stuff like that. Yeah, I guess in the summers, I mean, I'll golf or fish if I have free time and I don't have much going on during the day. Here, honestly, the other day, I mean, I have some free time after practice. I went and shot pool. Like, I just kind of like being, moving around, doing things that are kind of active. But yeah, just try to stay busy. But yeah, I like playing sports or doing that kind of stuff more so.
I think Martinet said that he likes to golf and was looking forward to the likes of St. Andrews and possibilities like that. I'm sure guys have bigged that up. And I think there's pretty good fishing once you get out of the city. Obviously, in the Highlands and stuff, there's great outdoor activities. So do you have any sort of plans or bucket list stuff for your time in Scotland away from the rink?
I wouldn't say yet. I did look a little bit into that fishing stuff. I don't know exactly where it is yet. So some of that stuff will probably come with time. There's a couple cities maybe I'd like to go see, but I guess we'll see some of those playing too. We'll be in Belfast. We'll be, you know, in some of those. So maybe see London while I'm over here. I've never been there. So I don't know. There's a couple big cities. It'd be cool to kind of check off while I'm here, but got to focus on hockey and doing the job first, you know. So if we get a couple weekends off or some free time, then yeah, look into some of that stuff.
Did you do some traveling throughout Slovakia or any other parts when your season ended in the Slovakian League?
Yeah, like in Slovakia, we were close to a couple places. So I mean, when we get a weekend off, I mean, I went to Krakow in Poland last year. I went to Budapest a couple times in Hungary, and then what was the other spot we went? There was like a couple. I don't know. I know I went to those two a couple times, but yeah, we tried to stay not too far, I guess, away last year. It was all travel within 4 or 5 hours. Nothing too crazy.
It's important though, isn't it, when you leave North America, whether you're playing in the coast or the AHL or even in your NCAA days, it's important, I think, when you get over to Europe, because I don't know about you, growing up, Europe was a kind of pipe dream for me growing up on the East Coast of Canada. You never thought you'd see Paris or London, and all of a sudden you find yourself playing hockey in Slovakia and visiting Poland, or you find yourself in Glasgow and maybe going down to London at some point. Like, that's really cool to take advantage of what is a wonderful lifestyle, playing a game you love as a job and getting to see the world.
Yeah, I mean, we're extremely fortunate that we get to do the things that we do. And yeah, being over here, I mean, it's really cool. And like I said, it's different. And like everyone speaks English over here, which kind of makes it a little easier for me to navigate and ask people questions when I don't really know where I'm at. But yeah, I mean, I look forward to traveling around, seeing some different cities and stuff like that. I think that helps. I don't know, like you look forward to it in your free time, getting out and doing some of that stuff.
Well, Matt Barry, I know you're busy. You were at the rink all morning working, putting the work in, the extras, and getting ready for a big game Saturday at home against a Scottish rival in the Dundee Stars. It's been a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to join us on Clan Chat, and enjoy your festive season in Scotland, and enjoy the weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, no problem at all. Thanks for having me, and it was good talking with you.